In the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Today we fast forward into Holy Week. Jesus had had his triumphal entry into Jerusalem. He has cleansed the temple. It's Jesus' final week of earthly ministry, and he knows it's not going to end well for him. No wonder Jesus is in a dark, apocalyptic mood. Apocalyptic, a vision of end times. Advent must be right around the corner. Jesus warns of the destruction of the temple and shares a dark vision of the future. Wars, earthquakes, famines, pandemics, wildfires, floods, hurricanes, and more. And of course, it has all come true. The destruction of the temple was unthinkable. It would mean the end of religion for the Jews as they knew it, although Christians saw Jesus as replacing the temple and becoming the new center of their religion. The fact that the temple was destroyed by the Romans in the year 70, with thousands of Jews slaughtered, made Jesus' words particularly prophetic and true for those who heard or read Luke's gospel, which was written down sometime after the year 70. If you have been to Jerusalem or seen programs about Jerusalem, then you know that Jesus' prediction wasn't 100% accurate. The huge stones that made up the western wall of the temple, sometimes referred to as the Wailing Wall, are still largely intact and remain a place of prayer for Jews and Christians alike. It sometimes seems that we are living in Jesus' prediction of end times, that we are experiencing the destruction of our temples, our traditions and norms, and our own earthquakes, famines, and plagues. COVID is on the wane, we pray, but how much destruction has it caused? How many calamities have we faced with wildfires in the West, floods in Kentucky and West Virginia, and Hurricane Ian in Florida and beyond? And so many acts of violence, from an unjust war in Ukraine to mass shootings in our country as well as others, not to mention whatever trials or troubles we may be experiencing in our own lives. So what are we to make of all of this? We do live in difficult times, of course, and that has probably always been the case. And all of our monuments, even this church, will ultimately fall to rubble. Maybe not for 100 years or 500 years, but nothing made by humans is eternal. Nothing lasts forever. Even civilizations come and go. And what about all the stuff we love to accumulate? Ultimately, most of it will be junk. Even if it lasts, it won't really comfort us, and it definitely won't save us. The important things in life are not buildings. They're not possessions. The important things in life are the intangibles: our family, friends, and loved ones, our health, love, and relationships with one another and with God. That's what endures. It may sound like it, but thanks be to God, it's not all doom and gloom. Even this dark gospel passage ends with good news. Jesus tells us that not a hair on our head will perish. We will endure all things through the loving, healing presence of God through Jesus Christ. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, Jesus is with us to love, protect, and save us today, tomorrow, and forever. Amen.